Well, in the time since the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the city's plan to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, many cities and towns across the country have been taking down their Confederate monuments. And members of the Cherokee Nation are also contending with their Civil War history. During the war, the tribe was divided among Southern and Northern sympathizers, but ultimately they sided with the Confederacy. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, Cherokees are trying to decide what to do with their Confederate monuments.
Catherine Gray walks up to a big gray stone monument standing tall on the grounds of the Cherokee Nation Courthouse in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
So this is obviously a monument to General Stand Watie as the last Confederate to surrender during the American Civil War.
Stan Watie was a Cherokee and a pretty complicated guy. He was a slave owner and the only Native American general in the Civil War. He was also a leader on the Cherokee Council and signed a treaty that led to the removal of Cherokees from their ancestral homeland in the southeast United States. And Catherine Gray, a historian with the Cherokee Nation, says this monument doesn't mention any of that.
You know, the only reason this monument stands here is because it's to honor him as a Confederate general.
Gray says Cherokees either love or hate Stand Watie. She feels some sympathy for him because his uncle, brother, and cousin were all murdered in retribution for signing the treaty for removal that led to the Trail of Tears. On the other hand, Watie's men often torched the homes of his enemies during the Civil War.
There's definitely some things that he did well, and he was a member of the Cherokee National Council. However, I think that stain of being a treaty party signer and then also a Confederate general has kind of, you know, overshadowed some of the other things that he did.
There are actually two Confederate monuments here at Capitol Square in Tahlequah. The other one is dedicated to fallen Cherokee Confederate soldiers. Now, as many cities are scrutinizing their monuments, Cherokee leaders are trying to figure out what to do with theirs.
All kind of coming here to the Cherokee Nation at this point, and I don't think a lot of us have really given much thought to these monuments before.
The two Cherokee Nation courthouse monuments were erected in the 1910s and 20s by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. At the time, the courthouse was owned by the state of Oklahoma, not the tribe. Now, the question is, should the monuments stay or move elsewhere?
It seems to me that people are pretty split on this issue right now.
It tends to give the maybe a perspective or an appearance that they're revered, where that's probably not really what the intent is now.
Deb Proctor is a healthcare professional and a member of the Cherokee Nation. She's also the chair of the Cherokee County Democratic Party. She doesn't want to topple the monuments, but she thinks there's probably a more respectful place for them.
I don't see any problem in the nation right now about removing any monuments that support inequality or racism or owning people.
But some people here think the monuments should stay exactly where they are. Ty Wilson is the president of the Cherokees for Black Indian History Preservation Foundation.
I think their time and effort and money could be better spent doing other things. I mean, you can't erase history.
The focus of Wilson's organization is to teach people the history of Black Indians like himself, who were of mixed Native American and African descent. He says Black Indians have been overlooked.
Throughout history, we've been left out of it. You know, most people don't know that Black Indians walk the Trail of Tears, you know. Erasing something don't make it not exist.
I don't want to see it torn down and destroyed. I think a lot of people don't want to see that happen.
Again, historian Catherine Gray.
I think there needs to be the appropriate location for it to possibly be relocated in some interpretation, some additional text to talk about the role of Stan Watie instead of just being a Confederate general.
Exactly who will make that decision will soon change. The courthouse will soon be turned over to the tribe's administrative branch. Then the nation's council will be able to decide what to do with the monument to their former leader. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland.